Councillor Tregeller, of course, the first Irish-born Mayor of Islington. You were re-elected for a fourth term in the Bunhill Ward this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How much of an honour is it to represent and continue to represent not only the Irish community, but also the Donegal community in London and in British politics?
Oh, it's an absolute huge honour, and it really is that the people have placed their trust in me again for a fourth term, a historic fourth term, because no other Labour councillors have never won it in a consecutive term this before. We took it from the Liberal Democrats after 24 years of rule up in 2010, and to have this fourth term, consecutive term, is a huge honour, and that the people have placed their trust in me and they're happy with the work that I'm doing, listening to them and helping them through this terrible cost of living crisis.
And of course that is important as a Labour councillor, your focus of course on the cost of living and those issues. Of course an issue relevant to your upbringing in Donegal is the issue of the Irish who are in Britain and around that. There are many discussions following the Assembly elections this weekend about the Northern Ireland Protocol, and that obviously would have impacts not only for those living in the North, but British citizens living in Ireland, Irish citizens living in England, and of course will be within the historically Irish area of Islington within London. So with all these challenges about, how is it to be the mayor of that ward, a historically Irish part of London? What are the challenges you face to represent the community sufficiently, while also you're representing those who elect you as a councillor, not only on Irish issues, but of course the issue of the cost of living and all these different political matters?
Well, I am the Mayor of Islington up until May the 26th, and as I say, the people over here are really struggling, Daniel, on a day-to-day basis. It is a real question of heating or eating. So in my role of councillor, is dealing with the complex issues and casework that surrounds that there, to be able to use the various routeways that the council provide and access to pathways to create better ways in which to support those residents, particularly the most vulnerable and those who are suffering from mental health. One of the key things that we have seen in the past 2 years is that Islington has one of the highest levels of suicide, of course, again, which is prevalent within the Irish community as well as within people born and bred in Islington, and that provides an extra level of challenge coping with the level of mental health. Even as we went to the polls on Thursday, I was getting calls from residents who were saying they are struggling, who are in good jobs that you would expect, teaching posts, who are still struggling with their family to be able to make ends meet towards the end of the month. And there are other people who are struggling to buy Pampers and baby food in order to keep their families together and are relying on food banks, and that is a real difficult challenge and not a place we should be in a 21st century Britain. And that gives the extra layer of work for councillors to be able to tackle on, and at some point, you know, amplify that to the government, that the government is clearly not listening and need to do more to help the ordinary everyday working person on the street.